This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Charles, we're in St. Petersburg today, and in your book you paint a very telling picture of the power of the Romanov Tsars. You describe how Tsar Nicholas gave his wife Alexandra a golden Fabergé egg, and inside it was a map of the Romanov territories. Both in 1913 and then back in 1613, and the territories had expanded to form the largest contiguous empire in world history, so a very lovely gift to receive. But why had they been such successful rulers, the Romanovs?
Well, in large part because they were expanding into emptiness, into the Eurasian landmass. One thing that Russia had a lot of in 1913 was land. It also had a lot of people, but converting that into power, into influence, was a little bit harder for the Russian regime, but it was beginning to happen. And the interesting about Russia before the First World War, we often think of it as being, you know, hurtling towards war and then, of course, revolution, but actually 1913 was boom times for Russia in terms of industry, in terms of agriculture. There was stock market speculation. Prokofiev was buying shares in metal companies up and down the country. Orthodox priests would apparently park their carriages not far from the stock market so they could buy and sell shares through the day. So, you know, Russia was rising again.